Thank you, Madam Chair, and we want to thank Raúl Jovellanos for his report. I have some notes to, from my group, so I will go in order. So first of all, regarding the technical cooperation strategy, we take note that we will be discussing that in the next session of the working party. We definitely appreciate that we are already implementing a very important TDB decision that mandated this technical cooperation strategy to be adopted and implemented immediately after UNCTAD 15. I think that it would be important that, let's say, groups are involved or member states are involved during the preparation process of this strategy, and that maybe you can hold some consultations in particular, because I think that if the idea is to implement immediately, then we would have to already be participative in the in this strategy so that in February we can actually just finalize it and adopt it. So if that is the idea, we definitely look forward on participating as a group on those consultations. I also wanted to raise that in this working party in the past, many years ago, we did had already a discussion on a fundraising strategy. Well, I do note that it's not the same, but we during that session, I think that many member states actually and groups provided comments and ideas on how the fundraising could take place. And I think that in any case, for us as beneficiaries and looking at the many, let's say, unfinanced requests that are still pending, I think that fundraising is a very important part of any technical cooperation strategy. So we recommend that also these comments are looked into and considered so that they are also included within the strategy. Now, regarding the general report that that you just presented, first we also took note of the fall of some of the or the decline of some of the contributions. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, many of the contributions from developing countries declined, and of course it's a let's say a reflection of the struggles, economic struggles that we are suffering due to COVID-19, and we definitely hope that the situation improves in the future. And we also wanted to thank donors who, in spite of the COVID-19 situation, were able to actually continue their financing of UNCTAD's activities, and we hope that that this can continue in the future. Now, regarding, we also salute the prioritization of technical assistance that was related to COVID-19. I think it was a very important decision by the Secretariat, in particular because we were in moments of crisis, and the group believes that you did the right choice on prioritizing this kind of technical assistance, and I think that we will continue to rely on that as the pandemic continues. On that, I had one question regarding the organization of online activities, as you mentioned, in particular because they affect directly technical assistance. And the question was if you are planning, of course, where it's possible to continue this online activities, in particular because we do see that it will be it will imply a reduction of costs and maybe an increase on the amount of beneficiaries. We understand it cannot be done for all of the activities, but as long as it can be made, we really encourage Secretariat not to simply desist, but to continue using the online tools for technical assistance. Then regarding the report also mentions some contributions made by private and public sector in 2000 that were more than doubled in 2019, and you listed some of the examples. Our question was, how exactly are these kind of contributions promoted by the Secretariat? Let's say, how do you approach this private sector and contributors, and how are these funds raised? I think that in any case, we would be interested in particular because it adds to the contributions and financing of technical assistance, so any inputs on that would be appreciated. Then, Yes, regarding the results-based management, the group believes that it is very important to continue its implementation, the technical cooperation activities, and we thank the update that already the Umoja integrating planning, management and reporting solution has been deployed. Maybe if you could give us a little bit more insight as to what is the future of this implementation. I think it would be important, and we will definitely, let's see, appreciate if you could give us some insights on the improvements and what what are the improvements that you foresee for this Umoja tool. And then finally, the group also had some questions regarding how exactly the UNCTAD is, let's say, working together with the resident coordinator offices to prepare and to deploy, let's say, technical assistance activities on the ground. I think that with the reform of UN, this was some of the changes that were made, and we definitely encourage Secretariat to continue promoting partnerships, and also if you can give us information as how member states, as beneficiaries of the activities, can actually provide help in you know, constructing these partnerships and getting funding for their activities with UNCTAD. So I believe, sorry if I was too quick. I hope that you have the questions. If not, please, you can re-ask. Thank you so much.